This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Many listeners will be aware that I've been on assignment in Rwanda, East Africa for the past 7 months. Well, I'm back, and while I will return to focusing on American health issues, I'll continue to offer the occasional perspective on global health, as it certainly impacts on us locally. So, each of us goes to the doctor with different expectations and desires. Some of us want a no-nonsense, non-gabby doctor who cuts to the chase, wastes no time with small talk, and gets us back to our cars before we need to pay a higher parking fee. Others want a chance to know their doctor. They want to engage in some non-medical talk. We want the doctor to ask, hey, how's your new job going, or have you seen any good movies lately? But patients report these questions sometimes seem contrived or formulaic. They often tell us that it seems like a medical version of speed dating. Patients worry that too much small talk will take time away from addressing their real concerns, and this can certainly happen. In a recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine, authors argue that these non-medical openers allow doctors to get to know the person sitting in front of them so that we can be more compassionate as we care for them. These short discussions demonstrate interest and respect for you. It also sends a message that I have time for you. Such discussions allow our patients to know us, not just as test-ordering, note-writing, billing robots. You know, it wasn't long ago that I routinely visited sick people in their home and shared a cup of tea as I sat in their bedroom listening to them. Currently, we teach our medical students to start an encounter with a minute or two spent talking to the person about non-medical topics. Of course, this is not really something we need to teach them. They know this already. What we do need to teach them is not to suppress being a human, not to lose their humanness and common sense. The article also reminds us that people make quick decisions about the people we meet. People's first impressions of whether they like us or not is based only on a few seconds of meeting someone. It seems best if these split decisions are based on who we are rather than how medical we appear. Doctors are under pressure to see more patients than ever before. But what we really enjoy is being with people. We need to treasure those few minutes when we can actually try to connect with our patients. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.